My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. And today, I know that your English will improve. Now, let's imagine for a moment that you noticed that something is broken in your apartment. Would you rather replace the broken item or just fix it? Well, today, we have a very interesting lesson called Replace or Repair. That's right, replace or repair. We are going to be discussing whether you should replace a broken item or whether you should just fix it or repair the item. So here is the question I would like you to try to answer. When is it time to replace an old appliance with something new? When is it time to replace an old appliance with something new? What do you think? I hope you haven't made up your mind yet, because that is what we are going to be discussing today. And let's see if we can answer this question. Let's go!
Replace or repair? When is it time to replace an old appliance with something new? Allison and Stacy are walking through the supermarket together.
Stacy, do you know anyone who fixes refrigerators?
No. Why? Is yours having problems?
Yes, it's not keeping food cold enough. And Mr. Chen, the repairman, has retired.
That's too bad. Appliances can be so troublesome. How old is your fridge?
I guess I've had it for more than 10 years.
Well, keep in mind that machines wear out. Maybe you should think about buying a new one.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 retire 这个动词。RE 这个字首在这里是指后退的意思，所以 retire 是指退休或退隐。例如 My father retired at 65. 我的父亲65岁的时候退休了。或者是 The famous car racer announced that he will retire next year. 这位著名的赛车手宣布明年要退隐。他的名词是字尾加上 MENT 变成 retirement。例如 The retirement of the NBA player made the headlines in today's news. 这位 NBA 球员退隐的消息成为今天的新闻头条。接下来我们看的是 troublesome 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 trouble, 麻烦这个名词。所以 troublesome 是指恼人的或者是麻烦的。例如 The scholarship application process is very troublesome. 这个奖学金的申请程序非常麻烦。或者是 The troublesome backache always keeps him up at night. 这个折磨人的背痛让他夜不成眠。
Well, here we are, friends. Replace or repair. Briefly, what do those words mean? Well, when you replace something, that means you're getting rid of one thing and you're getting a different one. But Rebecca, what does it mean to repair something?
Well, if you repair something, that just means that you're taking something that's broken and you're trying to fix it.
All right, so the options here in today's Viewpoints lesson is, the options are,to replace something or to repair something.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a guess that this thing that they're going to repair or replace is a refrigerator, because Allison mentions a refrigerator in the first part of our lesson. But we read here, when is it time to replace an old appliance with something new?
That is a very good question, Gabe.Now, since we're talking about replacing or repairing, mm-hmm. it kind of reminds me of this phrase, out with the old, in with the new.
Mm-hmm. This is a great phrase, especially if you want to get rid of something and replace it with something else. Out with the old, in with the new. For example, how can you use that phrase?
Well, for example...A few months back, I was home and I was going through my boxes up in the attic and I realized that I had a lot of old shirts.
Uh-huh.
They had holes in them and it was time to get rid of them.
Well, Rebecca, out with the old and in with the new. You should get rid of those clothes and buy some new ones.
And that's exactly what I did.
Well, that kind of reminds me of when I was in university and we had this couch. It was a comfortable couch, but sometimes when I slept on it, I would wake up feeling itchy. I think maybe there were some small little bugs in that couch. So I really wanted to get rid of that couch.
Gabe, this is one of those moments when you could say, out with the old, in with the new. It is time to get rid of that old couch and replace it with something new.
That's right, friends. I think we should say this all together. Here we go. One, two, three.
Out with the old, in with the new. And actually, Gabe, there are definitely times where I feel like my dad should remember this phrase.
Huh.
He doesn't really like to replace old appliances.
What do you mean? So what happens if an appliance, starts to get broken or maybe it doesn't work?
Okay, this is what happens in my family. Whether it's a car or an appliance, it breaks down. So my dad fixes it. Great, it's fixed. It breaks down again. Awesome. My dad gets his tools and fixes it again. And then it breaks again.
Ah, this is when you should tell your dad, out with
the old, in with the new.
Well, it does sound like your dad likes to repair things. We sometimes call those kinds of people handyman. Okay, so your dad is a handyman. I like to be a handyman sometimes. My good friend Steve from the InfoCloud is also a handyman. He's very creative when it comes to fixing or repairing something.
And that definitely can come in handy. Well, here in our lesson, we read, Allison and Stacy are walking through the supermarket together. Allison says, Stacy, do you know anyone who fixes refrigerators?
So the problem is with Allison's refrigerator, it seems. And of course, this is a kind of appliance, that word we read about earlier. Well, Stacy says, no, why is yours having problems? Is Allison's refrigerator having problems?
Well, Allison responds by saying, yes, it's not keeping food cold enough. And Mr. Chen, the repairman, has retired. This actually reminds me of my refrigerator a few months back. It wouldn't keep the food cold enough, actually. The real problem is that the door wouldn't stay closed.
That is a problem. Yes, that happens with me sometimes, too. You have to remember to make sure the door is completely shut. That way the cold air stays inside that refrigerator.
Wait, hold on just a moment,
yes.
Gabe. I did make sure the door was closed all the way.
Well, then what happened?
But then, somehow or other, the door slowly opened back up throughout the day. Then I realized that we needed someone to repair our refrigerator.
Yes, and I think maybe your dad would have had a creative way to fix that refrigerator. He probably would have replaced the magnetic strips along the door of the refrigerator. That's maybe one way you could repair the refrigerator that has that problem.
Exactly. Well, anyway, we're talking about Allison's refrigerator, not my refrigerator, right? And Stacy responds to Allison by saying, well, that's too bad. Appliances can be troublesome. How old is the fridge?
Yes, how old is your fridge? Fridge. I guess that's a quick and easy way of saying refrigerator. Well, Allison says, I guess I've had it for more than 10 years. It's kind of an old fridge, right, Rebecca?
Right. That is very old. And Stacy responds by saying, well, keep in mind that machines wear out. Maybe you should think about buying a new one. Hey, I really like that phrase, to wear out. This just means that you use something for so long that it no longer works properly.
Exactly. I often use this when I'm talking about clothes. For example, I wore my sweater out. That means I wore it so much it got old and doesn't look good anymore. Or my shoes wore out on the hike up the mountain. They used to be very good for hiking, but I can't use them anymore because they wore out.
Those are some great examples, Gabe. But do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
That's right. It's time for us to take a closer look at this phrase, keep in mind, with the twins. everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the idiom, keep in mind, which means to remember and think about someone or something. Why don't we take a look at the sentence from our article? Well, keep in mind that machines wear out. Wear out means something has been used for a certain amount of time and will eventually become useless.
Right. So the writer is saying, remember that machines become useless over time.
Let's take a look at an example sentence. Keep in mind that your sister is much younger than you, so she may not understand. Do you have a younger brother or sister? There are probably some things they don't understand, but keep in mind that they are younger and still learning.
Here's another example sentence. When looking to rent an apartment, keep in mind that apartments are more expensive in this part of town.
This means you should remember that since this area of town is more expensive, you will have to pay more money each month.
It's always good to keep in mind the price of an apartment when searching for a new place to live.
You know, Christina, our friend Kelly's birthday party is this Saturday, and we need to get her a cake.
Yes, but we have to keep in mind that she does not like chocolate cake. She only likes strawberry and vanilla.
Right. I'll keep that in mind.
Well, our time is up for now.
We'll see you next time.
It's so cool because I love the color. It's so cute. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just telling Rebecca about this awesome green chair. I really like it, but it's kind of broken, and I think I need to replace it.
Gabe, this chair is great. Look, I can just have a seat.
This chair's...
Wait.
No, see, Rebecca, see? That is exactly the problem. The leg fell off.
Well, Gabe, you don't need to replace it.
Yes, I do.
All you have to do is put the leg back on like this.
What the? No way.
There you go. You didn't need to replace it.
Wait, let me check it out. Make sure. It's perfect. I can sit in my cool green chair.
Gabe, you can say thank you, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rebecca.
You're welcome. Well, friends, you don't necessarily always need to replace everything. Some things just need a quick fix. Let's continue with our reading. I know, isn't it? Can I try too? Here, can I sit down now?
Replace or repair.
But new refrigerators can be so expensive. I'm sure mine can last a few more years.
Don't rule out replacing it before considering the cost of repairing it. If you need to spend more than 50% of the cost for a new one, then you really should replace it.
Maybe, but it's most likely just a slight problem. If I can find a reliable repairman, it shouldn't cost too much to fix.
I've got an idea. Why don't we just browse in some appliance stores? That will give you a better idea of what a new fridge would cost.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 slight 这个形容词。Slight 是指轻微的或者是不需要重视的。例如 ,the patient only made slight progress after his treatment. 经过治疗之后这位病人只有少许的进步。或者是 the slight difference between us doesn't interfere with our cooperation. 我们之间微小的差异并不会影响到我们的合作。或者是 I have a slight fever, 我有一点点发烧。最后我们看的是 browse 这个动词。Browse 在这里是指在商店里面随意看看。例如 I'm not looking for anything particular, I'm just browsing. 我没有特别在找什么商品，只是随意看看。 或者是 Rita browsed in several bookshops when she was in town. Rita 到城内的时候逛了好几家书店。Browse 也指浏览。例如 Kelly loves to browse through shopping websites to relax. Kelly 喜欢浏览网购的网站来放松一下自己。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's go ahead and jump to Stacy's next line. Don't rule out replacing it before considering the cost of repairing it. Now, we want to talk about this phrase, to rule out. This just means that you decide that something is impossible or will not happen.
Yeah, or maybe you're not even going to consider something. For example, when should we meet up?Well, we have to rule out Saturday because I'm busy. So we can't meet Saturday because I'm busy. We're ruling out Saturday.
Okay, uh-huh. Gabe.
Yeah.
That was a great example. Well, anyway, right now, it's time for us to join the guys in the info cloud. They have something they would like to say about this word, refrigerator.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
The word fridge is short for refrigerator, but how did it get from refrigerator to fridge?
Some people say it's simply a clipped word. That is, a word that has been reduced, shortened, or clipped down to a component part.
Just as the word influenza got reduced to the more manageable word flu, refrigerator had its beginning and end clipped off to become fridge.
But that still doesn't answer the question, how did the D get in there?
Right. Well, if you look closely at both words, you'll find that refrigerator has no D in it, while fridge does have an added D.
So some speculate that fridge actually came from Frigidaire, a well-known manufacturer of refrigerators.
This would be what's called a genericized trademark, kind of like calling a photocopier a Xerox machine or calling a facial tissue a Kleenex.
But this still doesn't explain the D in fridge, because the D in the name Frigidaire is not where it would be if it were abbreviated.
So this leaves us just one simple explanation. The D was added...as a pronunciation aid. If we took out the D in fridge, the resulting word would easily be mispronounced frig. The addition of the D helped produce the J sound in fridge.
Fridge 是 refrigerator 的简称，但它是如何从 refrigerator 转变成 fridge? 有人认为 fridge 是一个 clipped word,截短词，把 refrigerator 的头跟尾切掉以后，就剩下这个很口语的 fridge。但注意到 fridge 当中有个 d， 可是 refrigerator 里头没有。因此呢，又有人说 fridge 其实源自一个冰箱的厂牌，叫做 Frigidaire。早期这个牌子的冰箱很畅销，很多人购买。fridge 呢，也因此成为冰箱的代名词。但仔细看 Frigidaire 中间的 d。跟 fridge 的 D 位置不一样，因此呢，又有人说 fridge 的 D 其实是后来加入的，因为只将 refrigerator 的头尾去掉，剩下来的 frig 很容易被读作 frig， 为了维持 fridge 的发音，加一个 D 在里头就不会读错了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, Stacy thinks Allison should replace her fridge, but Allison says it's most likely just a slight problem. Most likely, that means probably. It's probably just a slight or small problem. Well, friends, you're doing a great job. Now it's time for us to go to the editor's summary, and we'll see you again after an SC challenge.
Today we see Allison and Stacy discussing whether or not Allison should buy a new refrigerator or pay to have hers fixed. Allison says that her present one she has had more than 10 years, and it's not keeping food cold enough, and her repairman has retired. and she wants to get it fixed. But Stacy suggests she think of buying a new one, as appliances are troublesome and they do wear out. But Allison thinks that hers could last a few more years and that her problem is more than likely just a slight one. She doesn't think it could cost too much if she could find a repair person, somebody that's very good. Stacy tells her that if she has to pay more than 50% of the cost of a new refrigerator, she should just get a new one. And then she suggests they browse in some appliance stores to get an idea of what a new fridge would cost.
Today's SC Challenge is an exciting one, and we have two special guests. What's your names?
I'm Zoe.
I'm Priscilla.
Zoe and Priscilla, thank you so much for joining us today. And I have three sentences. We are going to see which of these two will be able to guess the correct answer for each sentence. And of course, as we are playing, let's see if you can guess the correct answer as well. The words for today are retired, troublesome, slight, and browse. Well, let's get started. Are you ready?
Yes.
And you?
Yes.
Well, let's begin then. First sentence. I love going to the library to blank through some of the magazines. If you know the correct answer, raise your hand. Over here, yes.
Browse.
Browse. Let's see if that works. I love going to the library to browse through some of the magazines. Well done. 1 point. Let's go to number two. Last year, my dad blank from his job as a pastor. One more time. Or do you know the answer? I think you know the answer. Yes.
Retired.
Retired. Last year, my dad retired from his job as a pastor. Excellent job. So it's 1-1. Let's see who is going to win. Last sentence. I prefer driving new cars. Old cars can be so blank. Old cars can be so blank. Who knows the correct answer? Over here, yes.
Troublesome.
Troublesome. Let's see. I prefer driving new cars. Old cars can be so troublesome. Excellent job. You are our winner for the day. 2 points. But you both did an excellent job. Thank you so much for playing. And thank you, friends, for joining us. And we'll see you next time right here on the SC Challenge.
So, replace...
or repair.
I guess we're going to have to find out more about this tomorrow, right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.